Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, taking care of business today with Don Kotick, who is President and CEO of Sotheby's International Realty Canada. Thanks for joining us today, Don.
Thanks, Mario. Always great to see you. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's talk about the company's top-tier spring real estate report. Basically, in a nutshell, what does it tell us about the luxury market in Canada these days?
Well, it's interesting. We started the luxury market all across Canada with modest gains. You know, we saw an increase in consumer engagement, and we also saw something what we call pre-transaction activity. And this is where, you know, people are thinking about listing their home, they're thinking about buying. So there's lots of discussions with their realtors, they're prepping their homes. So these are all indicators that, you know, the market was moving in the right direction. And we've seen that continually evolve as, you know, the listing inventories across the country have grown. We've found that the buyers and sellers, the gap that was existing last time we talked, there was a disparative gap between the buyers and the sellers. Sellers are much more realistic in terms of what they're pricing their homes on the market. And so now we're coming into, you know, obviously out of the first quarter, and we're seeing that the market is, you know, poised in the right direction, cautiously optimistic. We're seeing single family homes are still, you know, as we spoke last time, still one of the driving kind of aspects of the market. The one thing we have seen is with the cost of inflation, you know, with all the government spending, obviously inflation, cost of living is very important to people, but it's put pressure on the carrying costs in the condominium space. So we're seeing that, you know, people are that would have previously considered condos are looking once again at single family home, which is putting more pressure on that aspect of the market.
What about prices? What's happening with prices in the luxury market?
Well, you know, I think we're not seeing any dramatic increases, but once again, you know, we've discussed in the past, we've had a chronic decade shortage of inventory. So that inventory shortage still exists. So we have pent up buyer demand. We have a shortage of inventory, even though the inventory is starting to come on the market. And then we have a record number of immigrants that the federal government has brought in. They were anticipating 450. They brought in 1.5 million. So this all puts pressure on all aspects of the market. It puts pressure on the rental space, puts pressure on the resale space. And, you know, as a result of that, we're not going to see, you know, dramatic price declines. So we're probably going to see, you know, probably, you know, some probably movement upward in terms of pricing. Now, the recent, you know, we've got the capital gains tax that the Liberals have just brought in with an implementation in June, and people may jump into the market to sell their investment properties or cottage properties to try and avoid this punitive tax that has been brought in. So we're yet to see how that will unfold, but they'll have to June if they're going to do something. And then after that, they'll probably hold on to some of these properties under the pretext that there'll be a change of government in 2025.
Okay. Now you kind of mentioned a little bit about the inventory out there. What's happened with the supply in this market in the last 6 months?
Well, I think it's steadily been increasing. You know, I think what's happened is if people come into the markets, and this is right across the country, if people come in the markets, if they price the property well, it's going to sell. And then we have, you know, areas in, you know, high demand neighborhoods that we're even at this point in time, we're seeing some multiple offers if they price competitively in those high demand markets. So it varies across the board, but inventories tend to be increasing somewhat.
All right, wonderful. Now, we all know that $1 million home in Calgary or in Edmonton or in Winnipeg is a lot different than $1 million home in a Toronto or a Vancouver. So I'm wondering, are we seeing a migration at all to some of these other out of Toronto and Vancouver to places that $1 million can buy you more property?
Oh, absolutely. I think, one of the things where you are in Calgary, for instance, the interprovincial migration is definitely, causing a lot of people to reconsider relocating to Alberta. Obviously Montreal, out of the top major markets, is also for affordable relative to the Toronto and the Vancouver market. But we're really seeing, probably the biggest recipient of a lot of this market activity is Calgary, is Edmonton, is the Alberta market, because obviously the taxation situation is more attractive. It's a market that is really economically responding well at this point in time. And so we are seeing a lot of people migrate, and affordability is one of the driving aspects of that market. Now, one of the interesting things in Calgary that we're seeing is a lot of the people that are coming through this interprovincial migration, coming from centers like Vancouver and coming from centers like Toronto, are used to urban living. So they're more accustomed to the condominium living, whereas a few years ago, condominiums were not that much of a destination. But now we're seeing that people are coming from these other provinces used to this urban living, and we've noticed a little uptick in terms of activity in the condo space because they're coming in with a different mindset. So that's something that unique we're seeing right now as well.
All right, wonderful. Well, thanks, Don, for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Mario, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right, you bet. That was Don Kotick, who is President and CEO of Sotheby's International Realty Canada. I'm Mario Tonaguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, Taking Care of Business Today. Thanks for joining us.